This is the Music History Today podcast for May 13th. On today's show, the PMRC usher in a new era of censorship and Elvis starts a riot. First up, though, on this date in 1848, Finland's national anthem was performed for the first time. In 1938, Louis Armstrong recorded his version of the song When the Saints Go Marching In, which became the definitive version of the song. In 1955, Elvis Presley accidentally started a riot in Jacksonville, Florida, when he told the audience, quote, "Girls, I'll see you backstage," end quote. And the women promptly took him up on the offer, ripping his clothes off in the process. Elvis managed to escape, though. In 1965, the Rolling Stones started recording the song Satisfaction. In 1970, the movie Let It Be by the Beatles premiered. In 1971, Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane was involved in a serious auto accident. In 1974, a riot broke out at a Jackson 5 concert. In 1985, the first meeting of the PMRC, better known as the Parents Music Resource Center, was held in order to campaign for a rating system for records. They're the reason why records now have parental advisory stickers that absolutely no one pays attention to. Also in 1985, Bruce Springsteen married actress Julianne Phillips. In 1991, the tell-all unauthorized biography about Michael Jackson called Michael Jackson, Magic and Madness went on sale. In 2000, Britney Spears hosted Saturday Night Live. In 2003, Michael Jackson sued Motown Records for non-payment of royalties for the Jackson 5. In 2004, Gene Simmons of Kiss created controversy when he stated his Islamophobic views during an Australian radio interview. In 2006, the Suicide Machines officially broke up. In 2010, Bruce Springsteen, Lady Gaga, and Elton John were among those who performed at the Rock for the Rainforest benefit concert. And in 2017, country music artist Dan Smyers married his wife, Abby Law. In classical music, in 1767, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart premiered his first opera, Apollo e Hyacinthus. And in 1932, Dmitri Shostakovich married his wife, Nina Varsar. In theater, in 1975, the musical Rodgers and Hart opened on Broadway, and in 1978, the musical Runaways opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on May 13th, the 1995 Norway won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 2000, Denmark won the Eurovision Song Contest, and in 2017, Portugal won the Eurovision Song Contest. Albums that were released on May 13th include in 1968 when Frank Zappa released Lumpy Gravy, in 1977 Roger Daltrey released One of the Boys, and Donna Summer released I Remember Yesterday. In 1980, Rough Trade released Avoid Freud. In 1980, same day, Elton John released 21 at 33. In 1985, Dire Straits released their classic Brothers in Arms, and New Order released Lowlife. In 1986, the Top Gun soundtrack came out. In 2008, Limp Bizkit released Rock I Am Park 2001. And in 2016, Chance the Rapper released his mixtape Coloring Book. Singles that were released on May 13th include in 1965 when Junior Walker and the All-Stars released Do the Boomerang. In 1967, the Grassroots released Let's Live for Today, and Scott McKenzie released San Francisco. In 1968, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles released Yester Love. In 1972, Tanya Tucker released Delta Dawn. In 1993, the Stone Temple Pilots released Plush. In 1994, Soundgarden released Black Hole Sun. In 2016, Blake Shelton released Straight Outta Cold Beer. And in 2020, Lauren Gray released Cake. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on May 13th include the iconic Stevie Wonder, also singer Morgan Wallen, rapper Pusha T, rapper PMD of EPMD, Melanie Thornton of La Bouche, Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish, Paul Thompson of Roxy Music, singer Maxine Sullivan, songwriter Teddy Randazzo, singer Mary Wells, singer Richie Valens, jazz artist Gil Evans, singer-songwriter Mozella, rapper Chris Landry, Pete Overed Watts of Mott the Hoople, Colin Towns of the Ian Gillan Band, Danny Kirwan of Fleetwood Mac, Kim McAuliffe of Girl School, Buckethead of Guns N' Roses, singer and actress Debbie Ryan, singer Larry White, Allison Goldfrapp of Goldfrapp, Michael Madden of Maroon 5, rapper Randolph, singer Alexander Ryback, singer Zoe Wees, Fred Hellerman of The Weavers, singer Joe Brown, Magic Dick Solowitz of the Jay Giles Band, singer Johnny Wright, guitarist Lee Altus, singer and Golden Girl extraordinaire Miss B. Arthur. Artists who unfortunately passed away on May 13th include composer Theodor Schwarzkopf, who passed away in 1732 at the age of 72. Composer Johann Malzat passed away in 1787 at the age of 38. Composer Martin Gerbert passed away in 1793 at the age of 72. Composer Johann Sperger passed away in 1812 at the age of 62. Composer Kaspar Masek passed away in 1873 at the age of 79. Composer Josef Marinkovic passed away in 1931 at the age of 79 as well. In 1942, violinist, composer, and the first conductor of the BBC Orchestra, which was the first television orchestra, Chaim Greenbaum passed away from alcoholism at the age of 41. A jazz drummer for King Oliver and Louis Armstrong's bands, Tubby Hall passed away in 1945 at the age of 49. The man known as the King of Western Swing, Bob Wills, passed away from pneumonia in 1975 at the age of 69. Composer and organist Carl Weinrich passed away in 1981 at the age of 76. Composer Renzo Rossellini passed away in 1982 at the age of 74. Jazz pianist and band leader Phil Moore passed away in 1987 at the age of 70. Jazz trumpet player Chet Baker fell from a hotel balcony in 1988 at the age of 59. Composer Olivier Griffe passed away in 2000 at the age of 50. Record producer Eddie Barkley passed away in 2005 at the age of 84. Singer Johnny Wilder Jr. of the group Heatwave passed away in 2006 at the age of 56. Pianist Lode Bax passed away in 2010 at the age of 87. Record producer Jack Richardson passed away in 2011 at the age of 81. Jazz historian Bruce Ricker passed away in 2011 at the age of 68. Cellist Bernard Greenhouse of the Beaux Arts Trio passed away in 2011 at the age of 95. Bassist Duck Dunn of Booker T and the MGs, the Stax Records house band, and also the Blues Brothers band, passed away in 2012 at the age of 70. Film and television music supervisor for CBS Television from 1977 to 1991, clarinetist Robert Drazenin passed away in 2015 at the age of 87. Brass instrument designer Jerome Calais passed away in 2019 at the age of 89. Entertainer extraordinaire Miss Doris Day passed away in 2019 at the age of 97. And opera singer Teresa Berganza passed away in 2022 at the age of 89. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is May 14th, when we lost two major icons. In 1998, one of the greatest icons in entertainment history, Frank Sinatra, passed away at the age of 82. And in 2015, blues icon B.B. King passed away at the age of 89.